感谢主，今天你把教会赐给我们，这是一个奥秘。我们能够在地上，我们能够在这里经历你的同在。愿这个时候你在我们中间，愿圣灵运行在我们每一个人的心中，让我们打开自己的心门，我们去体会这个教会的奥秘，我们去领会主自己的信息，洁净我们的思想意念，奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿们。教会是一个奥秘。
The church is a mystery.
今天我可能讲不清楚。
Today I might not be able to explain it fully.
希望大家为我祷告。
So please pray for me.
希望尽我最大的力量把这个教会这件事情讲出来。
And I'll try my best to explain to you about the church.
哥林多前书十二章，保罗用了一个比方。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul uses an example, a parable.
用身子，一个身体的比喻。
He used the body as an example.
我很小就读了这段圣经，我觉得好像讲得很不怎么样了不起。
I studied this when I was young, and I didn't think very much about it.
讲手了脚，这种事情好像很普通，不像很多这个哲学书写得非常深刻。
Talks about that your hands and feet seems very simple. It's not some deep philosophical discussion.
经过几十年的教会生活，
After many years of life in church,
经过我自己慢慢的成长，
After my own Christian maturity,
我发现这段经文写得太好了。
I've discovered that this is really an excellent writing.
太深刻了。
It's very deep.
保罗给我们一幅图画，这幅图画太好了。
Paul is giving us a picture, a very perfect picture.
教会就是这样一幅图画，一个身体。
And this is the picture of the church, it's a body.
希望今天我把这幅图画摆在大家面前。
And I hope today I can place this picture in front of you.
你也能够从当中体会到。
And so that you can sense from it also.
教会就是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
常常有些人跟我讨论教会的问题。
Many of you have discussed with me questions about the church.
教会有很多问题。
There are many problems in the church.
很多人都说在教会里看到人之间的关系不好。
And people might mention that they've seen how in the church there are also problems among people.
他们说我们在任何地方都可以祷告。
And they say I can pray at any place.
我们在任何地方都可以侍奉神。
I can serve the Lord at anywhere.
为什么要去教会呢？
Why do I have to come to church?
教会是我们做礼拜的地方。
And the church is a place where we worship the Lord.
但今天我们坐在电视机旁边也可以做礼拜。
But if I was sitting beside the TV nowadays, I can also worship the Lord.
然后把这个做礼拜的这个声音录下来，录在录影带上面。
And you can tape down the service.
然后就不要来了，就听一听录影带，他说我也可以做礼拜。
And so you can have your personal worship with your videotaped session. Don't have to come to church.
现代的科学技术很发达。
And the technology is very advanced these days.
听说还有一种叫汽车教会。
And there are even those automobile church.
大家都坐在汽车里面。
So everyone can just worship in a car.
在一个很大的 parking 这个场所。
So in an automobile park.
就可以做礼拜。
And you can have worship the Lord over there.
不要出教，不要出汽车。
You don't even need to get out of your cars.
做完礼拜就开了车就跑。
And as soon as the service over, you can just leave in your car.
教会里是有矛盾的。
It's true that there are problems in churches also.
我记得有一位朋友找到这个英国的著名的牧师叫斯布珍。
And I remember that there's a friend who found this famous English pastor named
Spurgeon.
Spurgeon.
他问这个斯布珍，他说你这个教会是不是纯洁的教会？
And he asked this Pastor Spurgeon whether your church is pure.
他说如果你是好的我就加入，不好我就不一定加入你的教。
He said if it's pure then I'll join your church, otherwise I won't.
这个斯布珍牧师想了一下，他说我不能保证我这个教会是纯洁的。
And after some thought, Pastor Spurgeon says, I cannot guarantee that the church is pure.
我知道这个教会有好的基督徒，有真正的基督徒。
I know there are very good Christians, true Christians in there.
但是我不能保证教会里有那些叛徒，就像犹大。
But I cannot guarantee that there aren't people in the church who are like Judas.
耶稣挑选的十二个门徒里就有犹大。
And even among Jesus' 12 disciples, there's Judas.
他说我也不能保证教会里每个人这个行为都很好，可能有的是行为不好的。
And I can't guarantee that every of our church member has good conduct.
就像哥林多教会，就有些人是这个道德不好。
And just like in the Church of Corinthians, there are those who are not of good morals.
在加拉太教会，在以弗所教会，在腓立比教会，很多教会都有问题的。
And in all, in the churches of Galatians and Philippians, many of them have problems.
那个人就问斯布真牧，那你给我介绍一个好的教会。
And so this man asked Pastor Spurgeon to introduce him to a good church.
斯布真想了一想，哪一个教会是最好的，介绍这位这个朋友去呢？
And so the pastor thought about it and wondering which one could he introduce him to.
他想的最后他讲了这样一句话，他说如果你找到有这样一个好的教会，非常纯洁，非常属灵，如果你一去了就变坏。
And he thought about it and told this man, he said, if you found such a holy and spiritual churchIf you go there, then it won't be holy and pure anymore.
教会是一个奥秘。
The church is a mystery.
我们今天来一起来认识教会到底是什么。
Let's study today what the church really is.
现在有两种极端的概念去认识教会。
And there are two extreme attitudes today about churches.
一种是天主教。
And one is like the Catholics.
他认为教会有至高的权力。
And they believe that the church has absolute authority.
他们是根据马太福音有一节圣经16:18-19.
And they hold that belief according to the book of Matthew chapter 16:18-19.
这两节圣经这样讲的，他对彼得说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And this is what Jesus told Peter, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以这个教会的权柄很大，他掌握一个钥匙，这个钥匙是进天堂的钥匙，进地狱的钥匙。
And so the Catholic Church has very high authority. They hold the key to the kingdom, to the heaven and Hades.
所以他们有教皇。
And therefore they have the Pope.
教皇这个权力就跟圣经一样，教皇讲的话就跟圣经一样。
And the Pope's word is just like the word from the Bible.
但是另外还有一种基督。
But the other extreme is
轻看教会，
those that who look light upon the church.
认为教会活动都是形式。
They think of all church activities as nothing mere, but mere formality.
他说这种形式没有意思。
And say these are meaningless.
我一个人在家里祷告。
He said I can pray by myself at home.
我一个人在家里看圣经。
I can study the word of the Bible at home.
我不要跟你们这些这个很多人的这个关系。
I don't have to associate with the other Christians.
有一位不信的朋友，他告诉我，他说他到教会里来。
A non-believer once told me when he comes to the church.
来了一次以后，他说很不习惯。
He felt very uncomfortable.
他说一会儿站起来。
He says, you have to stand up.
一会儿坐下去。
And then you have to sit down.
他说都不知道站起来干什么。
And then you don't even know what you're standing up for.
他说上面那个主席也没讲清楚翻哪一本书，好几本书要翻。
And the lay leader was not clear as to which book should I be turning to.
因为很多都是新来，他不知道你们有几本赞美诗，还有好几本。
And because there were the praise songs and the Bibles, and these are newcomers, they are not familiar with them.
他说来了一次以后站起来坐下去，像我们这里还要举手，是吧？
And he said he comes, you have to stand up and sit down and maybe even raise your hands.
他没意思。
So it's meaningless.
他看到教会的形式。
He saw the formalities that we go through.
我们是有些形式，这样我们做礼拜，我们唱诗，但是我们还有更深刻的意义在这些活动以后。
Yes, we have formalities but, and forms, but there are also true meanings behind these.
我们一起来思想，教会到底是什么？
Let's think about what church really is.
教会不是礼拜堂。
The church is not a place of worship.
我们常常听到一些朋友说，我到教会去。
We hear our friends say, let's go to church.
他们或者问问题，你是属于哪一个教会的？
Or he asks, what church do you belong to?
他们把礼拜堂看成教会。
They think of the church building as the church.
礼拜堂是教会聚会的房子，是一个建筑物，不是教会。
The church building is a place, it's a building where we gather together, but that is not the church.
教会不是一个慈善机构。
And the church is also not a charity organization.
是的，我们教会有时候要做一些这个这个活动。
And sometimes we have activities.
帮助人的活动。
That help others.
就像下个礼拜我们要这个义卖了，卖东西了，卖这个 garage sale。
Just like next week, we'll be holding a bazaar where we'll be doing fundraising.
不要搞错了，这个不是教会的目的。
But don't be mistaken, that's not the purpose of the church.
所以有些人到教会来，希望得到帮助。
And so there are people who come to church, they hope that someone can help him.
结果失望。
And then they are disappointed.
我最近就收到一个 email。
And recently I received an email.
他说我到教会里来，看见那些人讲得很好，实际上他们不帮助我。
And he said, well, I come to church, I see that everybody talk very well, very kind, but they're not willing to help me.
他说他到这个修这个汽车的地方，他要请一位基督徒来帮他，他把坏的汽车丢在那里修，他要等一位基督徒来给他一个 ride。
So he said he took his car to the garage to be repaired and was waiting for this Christian to come and give him a ride.
结果这个基督徒没有来，等了半天没了。
But this Christian did not show up.
所以他说我这个从此又不再去教会。
And so he said I'm not going to church anymore.
他说你们这些人讲话不算数。
He said your word is no good.
有的人把教会就看成一个慈善的机构，一个帮助人的地方。
And so some look upon the church as a charity organization where you can get help.
所以好像是一个俱乐部，是一个这个同乡会，我们都是中国同乡会来到教会。
It's at least it's like an association, fellowship association.
是一个会员，所以我们要加入会员，好像这个会员蛮重要的。
That is because of that that you have to become a member. As if being a member is very important.
有人就问，你们这个加入你们这样一个教会要付多少钱呢？这个 membership，
and so some say, how much does it cost to become a member?
但有的人也是这样，把教会看这个组织看得非常重，这个组织就是我们的代表。
And so that's how some look upon the church as this type of organization.
教会到底是什么？
What really is the church?
教会的真正的意义是什么？
What is the true meaning of a church?
按照圣经这个教会这个字的原意是，就是神所选召出来的一批人。
And according to the Bible, the church is made up of those who are called by God.
简单的说，就是一部分人，一群人。
And simply stated, it is a group of people.
所以保罗在罗马书十六章五节中提到，问在他们家中的教会案，就是指腓比的教会。
And so Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 5, it says, greet also the church that meets at their house, and this is talking about Phoebe.
所以在腓比的家里就有一个教会。
And so in Phoebe's home there was a church.
在哥林多前书十六章十九节，保罗又提到亚居拉和百基拉在他们家里的教会。
And in the First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 19, Paul talks about the Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house.
在腓立明书一章一节到二节，保罗又提到了我们所亲爱的同工腓立门在他家里的教会。
And in Philemon chapter 1 verses 1 through 2, Paul talks about a prisoner of Christ Jesus, talks about the church in Philemon's home.
所以你看到吧，教会就可以是一个家庭里面聚会的这些人，没有房子，没有教堂，没有什么其他很复杂的设备。
And so you see that the church is nothing but the group of people who gathers together. It's not the building.
教会是一群人，一群特殊的人，一群得救，一群成为基督徒的人。
Church is a special group of people, a group of people that have been saved, that are Christians.
这群人被神选召出来，他们有一定的特殊性，特殊在哪里？他们有神的生命。
And they are called upon by God, and there's something special about them because they have the life of Christ.
他们成为教会，不是因为加入了一个组织，不是因为付了钱，不是因为成为一个成员。
They become a church not because they've paid their dues.
他们因为有了生命，这是一个自然的组织。
But because they have life, and it is a natural formation of a group.
因此，教会是一个生命的组织。
And therefore, the church is an organization of new life.
你信主了以后，你自然就成为教会的一份子，不管你加入不加入。
And if you become a Christian, you naturally become a member of this church, whether you actually join a church organization or not.
你没有信主，不管你参加多少次的聚会，你不是教会的成员。
And if you have not become a Christian, no matter how many times you've attended the gathering, you are not a member of the church.
这些人，我们给他一个名字叫教友，教会的朋友。
And we call these the friends of the church.
今天我们很多人来到教会，我们首先第一个原因就是因为我们有了生命。
And today we come to church, the first reason is because we have new life.
我们再来看看教会在耶稣基督这个眼睛里面他是怎么看的。
And let's see how the attitude toward the church is in the eyes of Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书以弗所书五章二十三节这么说，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 it says, For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们这个教会只有一个头。
There's only one head of this church.
就是基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
没有两个头。
There are no two heads.
没有两个这个总统。
There are no two presidents.
只有一个总统，就是耶稣基督。
There is only one president, and that is Christ Jesus.
我们这个教会的头是基督，这是一个多么光荣的事情。
And the head of this church is Jesus Christ. It's such a glorious thing, event.
你跟基督，今天我们在教会里侍奉神，我们是跟耶稣基督同工啊。
And so today, as we serve the Lord, we are serving together with Jesus Christ.
这个跟耶稣基督同工，这是一件非常光荣、非常了不起的事情呢。
It is a great honor and glory to be serving together with Jesus Christ.
我看到报纸上讲，你如果要去跟克林顿总统吃一顿早饭，你起码要捐献$10,000。
And I've read in the paper that if you want to have breakfast with President Clinton, you probably have to give or donate $10,000.
但是今天我们比 Clinton 大得多的那位耶稣基督，我们可以跟他在一起，一起合作，不仅仅吃早饭的，我们吃晚饭，我们还可以睡在一起。
And yet today we can serve together with Jesus Christ, where we not only can have breakfast with him, but we can have dinner also.
所以我们要到教会来，我们要爱这个教会，这是爱基督的一个表现。
And that's why we want to come to church. We want to love the church. This is showing our love for Jesus.
你不要随便去讲教会的坏话。
Don't just recklessly talk about the bad things about the church.
要很小心的，要很小心的。
You should be careful.
你要看看这个头是谁啊。
You have to see who's the head of the church.
你把头没看了，你就随便去讲教会里面的问题。我跟你讲，这个你要承担很严重的责任。
Don't recklessly criticize the members of the church.
基督是教会的头，他是我们的主，他是我们的教会的领袖，我们的一切事工都要在他手下。
And Christ is the head of the church. He's the leader of the church, and all that we serve is under him.
第二点，我们来看，教会是神的殿。
And the second point is the church is the temple of God.
在以弗所书二章十九到二十二节说，这样。你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人， 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上面，有耶稣基督为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And in book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 through 22, consequently you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
教会是一个圣殿。
And the church is a holy temple.
你知道在旧约时代，这个圣殿就是敬拜神的地方。
In the Old Testament, the holy temple is a place where people worship God.
但是那些敬拜神的人不能进来的，只能站在外面，门外面。
But those who are worshiping cannot get into the holy temple. They can only stand outside.
它有一个圣所，还有一个至圣所。至圣所只有大祭司才能进去。
And there's a holy entrance, and there's a holy of holy inner space that only the Lord's servant can go in.
这个大祭司一年才能进去一次。
And only once a year can those high priest go in.
这个大祭司进去了以后要很小心，他如果自己不洁净，他有罪，他也可能死在里面。
And they have to be very careful. If the high priest himself is not cleansed, pure, he can die in there.
所以他的衣服下面都有很多灵，他走路的时候就听到声音，外面就听到他声音。
And so on his garment at the bottom there were many bells, so that people can hear the sound of the bells as he walked in there.
在外面的人听了半天，里面这个没有铃声音，没有走路的声音，就这个大祭司已经完了，已经死在里面。
And so if nobody could hear the bells as he was in there, then it was probably that he died in there.
但是死在里面你也不能进来，别人不能进来把他拉出去了。
But even as he died in there, other people cannot go in and rescue him.
所以他们有一根绳子，勾这个绑在他身上。
And so on his garment, there's a rope around him.
没有听见铃声音了，说明他已经不行。不行的话，外面人就把绳子拉出来。
And so if you don't hear any bell, that means he's dead. Then you can pull him out with a rope.
这个道理非常简单，神是这么伟大。你是我人是这么渺小，一个非常渺小的人在一个很伟大的神面前，你要非常小心，你稍微一不注意你就死在神面前。
And because God is so great and we are nothing but very small, and so if we're not careful we'll die in front of God.
所以在神面前我们没有这样一种敬拜的资格。
And so we do not even have, it's not even worthy to worship him.
感谢神，今天我们已经到了新约的时代。
But we thank the Lord, today we're in the New Testament time.
今天我们都进来了，还去坐在这里。
We not only are in here, we're also sitting down.
你知道神在这里吗？
Do you know that God is here?
神在我们中间。
God is among us.
我们很多人不大意识到这点，坐在那里好像还要打瞌睡。
We oftentimes may not realize that, and we sit here, we're falling asleep.
你知道旧约时代那个大祭司打瞌睡就完了。
Do you know in the Old Testament time, if the high priest falls asleep, he's dead for sure.
他就要拉出去了，这个外面就要拉他出去了。
And he'll be pulled out.
今天我们有这么多的何等的恩典，我们来到神宝座前，我们来到神的圣殿里，我们跟神直接面对面的见面。
And today, with God's grace, we are able to come face to face to directly worship Him.
这就是教会，神给了我们一样特权，我们可以直接跟神建立关系。
And that's what this church is. God has given us special privilege that we can establish our relationship with Him directly.
第三，教会是基督的心腹。
And the third point is the church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书5章25到27节说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 7, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish."
在圣经启示录二十一章九节又说，拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻子指给你看。
And also in Revelation chapter 21 verse 9 says, "One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.'"
教会是基督的心腹。
The church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
你看见过新娘子没有？
Have you ever seen a bride?
在一个结婚典礼的时候，当乐队这个奏起这个结婚进行曲的时候，大家头都朝后面看。
Have you seen that during a wedding ceremony at a wedding march, everybody turned their heads backward to look at the bride?
在这个门打开了以后，那个新娘子穿的漂亮的白的这个婚纱衣服进来了。
And when the door was behind us opened, the beautiful bride walked in all dressed up.
进来的一位新娘子是最漂亮，是所有人最这个可爱的，大家头都看着她，大家都在赞扬她。
And everybody is watching this beautiful bride.
这就叫新妇。
And this is what the new bride is.
你知道，将来我们到天上去，第一个要看到的就是那位新妇，她要进来，要跟耶稣基督成婚。这个婚礼就是耶稣和教会的婚礼。
And you know that when we enter into heaven, that's the first thing we'll see.Is the new bride, and that is the wedding of Christ and His church.
但是有一个人回过头来一看这个新妇，他说：“哎呀，我认识她的。”
But one might turn the head around and say, and look at this new bride, says, "I know her."
我在地上的时候曾经讲过她坏话的。
When I was on earth, I have said some criticized that.
我不喜欢她的。
I didn't like her.
我讨厌她的。
I didn't like her.
你在那个时候你站得住吗？
How would you feel then?
你会很快地对耶稣说，请你告诉我地狱的门在哪里。
You will very quickly ask Jesus, "Can you tell me where's the door to hell?"
这个地方不是我可以待的。
This is not a place where I can stay.
教会在耶稣基督眼里看得这么重，在你的眼里看得怎么样？
Church is very important in the eyes of Christ, and yet is looked down upon by you.
你说教会有问题，是的。你看这个圣经讲得非常好，这一份书，他要把教会洗干净，他要使教会成为圣洁，他要把教会献给自己，他要做一个荣耀的教会。耶稣基督不断地在教会里工作。
And if you say that there are problems in church, that's true. But you see, Jesus is constantly working on purifying the church.
教会是一个奥秘，教会是一个非常重要的内容。我今天不知道我能表达清楚没？对教会的态度就是对基督的态度。
The church is a great mystery, and I hope I can express it clearly. And your attitude toward the church is exactly representing your attitude toward Christ.
教会是神的家，第四点。
And the fourth point is the church is the home of Jesus, home of the Lord.
这个在提摩太前书三章十五节，保罗说：“倘若我单言落酒，你也可以知道，在神的家中当这样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。”
And in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 it says, "If I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of truth."
在家中有温暖。在家中有爱。
There are warmth and love at a home.
我们到了圣诞节，我们的子女会回到家中，我们自己也会回到我们父母的家中。
And during Christmas time, your children will come back to your home, and you will return to your parents' home.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们全家会团聚，我们大家一起来这个在家里面这个感恩。
And during Thanksgiving, also your whole family will gather together and give thanks.
没有爱的家就不成为家。
And if a home is without love, then it's not really a home.
教会就是永生神的家。
And the church is the home of the everlasting God.
在这个教会里，我们经历神的爱，我们回应神的爱，我们也学习爱人。
And in this church, we experience God's love. We remember God's love. We also learn how to love.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is also the Christ's body.
第五点，在以弗所书一章二十二节，神又将万有伏在耶稣基督的脚下，是他成为，是他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 to 23, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
作为耶稣基督的身体怎么去理解？
And how do we understand the church to be the body of Christ?
这就是今天保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面告诉我，这个身体一幅图画，怎么样去对待身体里面的不同的肢体。
And this is what Paul is trying to paint to us, the body of Christ, how we should treat the different parts of the body.
这里面有很多内容，今天我不可能一一讲。我想先强调第一点，任何一个肢体不应该把自己看成唯一重要的。
And I want to emphasize first in whichever body parts cannot place himself above all others.
在罗马书十二章三节告诉我们，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
And in Romans 12:3, it says, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you."
这节圣经非常深刻的，不知道你如果看看这个原文，这节圣经有点好像在做文字游戏。
And there's a lot of meaning in this verse.
他用了五个想字，想。
There it uses five.
Minded, 这个是原文的里面。他的意思就是这样，不要想自己想得过高，要想得像一个没有精神错乱的人那样来想。
So don't think too highly of yourself.
他把那种把自己看得过高的人看成是什么样一个人，是一个精神错乱的人。
And in those who think yourself too highly of yourself is one of a aberrant mind.
这个圣经是非常严厉的，这就是你，如果你仔细看要吓了一跳的。
And really,think about it, it's a very strict verse.
他一定要你把自己想得合乎中道，就是说你要正确地对待肢体。
It says you want to think of yourself with sober judgment, think of yourself correctly.
这个肢体关系我们有时候想得非常简单，反正好像身体里面各部分。
And the different members of the body is just the different parts of the body.
这个身体里面的各部分有很深刻的意义。我们不可能把这个手给它这个分级别，这个是一节，这个是二节，这个然后眼睛是三节。身体里面的每一个部分没有等级差别。
And we cannot classify the different parts of the body into some are more important than the others.
在这个世界上，什么东西都要用等级来看的。
And in this world, everything there's a class association.
这是一个充满着等级的世界。
It is a world with class.
Okay. 所以阶级之间的观念非常明显。你是什么样的阶级？你是中产阶级，我是无产阶级，你是什么阶级？
It counts based on what status you have.
你是教授，你是一级教授，你是二级教授，是三级教授。我们在中国这个教授的房子是从第一届开始，每一个房子都一看就知道他是几级教授，他住在哪里。
And it's like if you're a professor, it depends on whether you're first rate, second rate, or third rate. And in China, and the professor, depending On the house you live in, you can tell what type of professor that is.
就好像你现在住在这个 Richland， 你有什么的这个 government 的这个房子是 A B C D， 你一下子就知道这是哪一年建的。
And so it's as if in Richland today, the government houses, depending on the alphabet assigned on it, you know what year it's been built.
但是在身体上不讲疾病的。
But in the body, members of the body, we don't talk about this.
我们每一个身体都非常重要，你这个手重要，你这个手重要，这个眼睛也重要，脚也重要。保罗讲得非常清楚，脚跟眼睛，脚跟手，眼睛跟耳朵都是同样重要的。
And it is very clear Paul points out that all the different parts are equally important, whether you're a hand or a foot or eyes.
所以你不能够对人家说我不要你的。
And so you can't tell the others that I don't want you.
你能够对身体说这个手我不要它，我割掉它，把这个手拿掉吗？
You can't tell your hand says I don't want you.
你不要这个手，你就变成残废人了。
Because if you don't have your hand, you become
invalid. 你整个身体受损害，不是你这个你这个，比如说你是右手，你对左手说我不要你左手，你这个右手就快乐了吗？
You cannot, your right hand cannot tell your left hand that you don't want, I don't want you.
保罗给我们的一个 picture， 一个图画，就是告诉我们，我们是互相依赖，我们不能缺少水，我们不能看不起水，我们不能够拒绝水。
And the picture painted by Paul is that all the different members of the body, they are mutually dependent, and one cannot reject the others.
有时候我想想这个身体的关系真是巧妙。如果我这个吃的东西放到嘴巴里，这个手就帮助来吃，不会手不动，嘴要自己去吃，手一定会帮助嘴巴的。
If you think of how all the body parts work together, it is really miraculous.
这个东西进去了以后，这个牙齿就会动了，自动的就会在动了。
Because if you deliver the food to your mouth with your hand, your teeth will start chewing.
这个牙齿也不会说这个你嘴巴在吃东西，我牙齿不睬你。
And the teeth cannot tell the mouth that you're eating, I don't care about you.
我自己最近牙齿有点毛病，我就体会到牙齿里面只要有一个牙齿没有合作，你吃东西就没有味道。
And recently, I have some problem with my teeth, and I realized that if only one tooth has problem, the food doesn't taste good anymore.
你体会到吗？这就是保罗告诉我们的。我们在教会里每一个肢体都要有这样一种概念：我离不开他，他离不开我。
And do you realize that this is what Paul is trying to tell us? That we need to have an attitude that we are mutually dependent and cannot do without each other.
但是今天我们在很多教会发生的纷争就是这样。你算什么了不起？我算什么了不起？
But today in the church, many of the problem arises because we don't think much of each other.
我们不像肢体啊。
We're not like different members of body parts.
你这个左手，如果碰到一个这个热的东西很烫，你这个右手马上自己就保护它了。你不会说好，看看你，让你烫一下。
And if the left hand got burned, your right hand automatically will try to protect it.
但是我们今天发生的情况就是这样，我们看到我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹在困难中的时候，我们常常只是在看，我们没有这样一个动作。
But today, that's what happened in church. Sometimes we see our brothers and sisters in need, but we're just there watching and seeing them in need. We're not helping.
保罗告诉我们，你要自动的上去，这是叫生命关系。为什么你不上去呢？这就说明这个手不像你的手吗？
And Paul is saying that we have to proactively go and help.
很简单的一个道理，就是我们都要听头的指挥。如果我们都是在头下面的肢体，这个头一定会发命令，现在左手很疼，右手赶快过去。
And very simply, we have to listen to the leaders of the church.
但是如果你这个右手跟头关系成问题，头指挥你，你没听到，你也不去听头的，那你就自己在那外面，这里这个手自己动。
But if we are not listening to the leader of the church, then our relationship will not be good.
你体会这个保罗这个图画吧，我每一部分都要跟头发生非常亲密的关系，我们都要听头的，我们都要给头来指挥。
What it is every body part has to be listening to the leadership of the head.
但是还有一种极端。有的人说我们都跟头发生关系，我们互相不发生关系，我们都去关起门来，我们像修道院一样的读经祷告是灵修。
But there are also another way. Some people might think that I will listen to the head, but I will only listen to him by myself.
这个保罗的身体比喻又讲得太好了。每一部分跟头发生关系，也要通过身体的其他部分。你不能直接跟头发生关系。你体会这个，你这个手怎么可以跟头发生联系？你要通过其他的神经，要通过血管，要通过身体的其他部分，肢体之间。实际上，教会的生活就是我们跟神建立关系的唯一的渠道。
If you look at the body, for each body part to listen to the head, it also have to go through many of the other parts and organs.
所以，教会的生活就是我们跟神。跟我们的头建立关系的一个唯一的渠道。
And so the church's life is a life with Christ.
肢体之间的关系太重要。我今天没有时间多讲，本来我想把这部分很好讲，但是时间不够了。体会我的意思，肢体之间的关系，保罗想表达的一个关系，就是我们要真正像身体的关系。
And the relationship we need to have between the members is just like the relationship between all the body parts. They're mutually dependent.
我们不能看不起人，头没有说看不，这个手不能看不起脚的。
We cannot look down at each other.
脚好像很难看是吧？脚也很臭是吧？但是脚也给他穿袜子，脚也给他穿漂亮的鞋子。我们手甘心愿意的给他穿，我们手不会说那我也来穿一双袜子。
It's like the feet does not look your feet don't look very good, and they may even smell sometimes. So you help them put on the socks with your hand, but your hand won't say, "I need to put socks on too."
手还帮助脚来穿鞋子，手还帮助脚来穿袜子，手不会说我不来给你穿，我要自己穿。
And you will use your hand to help your feet to put on the socks.
你体会吧，这个教会的关系哟。这样的关系，这个肢体之间的相爱，肢体之间的相顾，要这样的相顾。
And that's the type of relationship you need to have between the church members.
如果我们只是看自己，过于看重自己，我们就不是肢体的关系。
And if you look upon yourself as too highly, then you're not having the proper relationship between members.
不是教会里的关系。
It is not the right relationship as a church.
不是身体。
We are not a body then.
你要想一下，到底是属于什么？你是不是属于这个基督的身体？你是不是属于基督这样一个头
？And so you want to think, where do you really belong to this church?
不是我们这个教会，不是 belong to 我们这样一个教会，是 belong to Jesus Christ. 要我们是属于耶稣基督这样一个教会。
That do you belong to Jesus Christ?
希望大家好好回去思考这个问题。这个我们今天没讲清楚，我知道这是一个奥秘。只有你自己在神面前冷静下来，祷告，好好的谦卑下，你就能够体会到保罗这幅图画太深刻了。我学了这么多年的这个物理学，我没有看见这样深刻的一种人际关系，把它当成我的一部分。把它当成我身体的一部分，这样的重要。
Please consider this. I know I have not explained this too thoroughly, but this is really, it's really a very deep and very good example trying to tell us what the church is. It's as
他的弟兄姐妹也看成一个肢体，肢体的关系。肢体的相爱，神是看不见的，神的身体是可以看见的。神的身体就是教会，今天教会要在世界上做这样一个见证，你们看见了教会，就看见了神。
So that we may prove to the world the existence of God, because God is invisible, but the church is visible. And if we can show them how the church is worked together as a body, then we can show them the existence of Christ, of Lord.